What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Well, hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Jennifer Lyerly, and right beside me is Dr. Daryl Glover. Daryl, how are you doing today?
Life is great, Jen, although it's extremely cold down here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't know what's going on with the weather.
Yeah, we keep hoping for spring, and it just keeps wanting to be winter. So, but, you know, joining us today is a person in eye care who's used to kind of facing ups and downs and lots of discussion. So we're super excited to be able to have someone on the show that's doing something really innovative and different in eye care. Please welcome Travis Rush, who is behind Sightbox.
Hello. Thanks, guys. Excited to be here.
So Travis, I'd love to get your background because you're not an optometrist, but you do have an eye care background. Could you share that with the listeners of the show?
Yeah, sure. I am not an optometrist. My father would have liked that to happen. But instead, my sister ended up being the optometrist along with my dad. And I grew up in the industry since I was a little kid. So I've been around optometry and going to the conventions. I joke that my family vacations as a child were tax write-offs to optometry conventions for my dad. So I spent a lot of time around the people. And
hey, man, I love conventions. They're fun. So you got to show us some love in the world of optometry there.
Yeah. And you know what? It was not all bad. We actually have always had a great time. And I, as a matter of fact, because my dad was friends with, you know, so many of the optometrists and so involved in the industry, I ended up spending a lot of outside the conventions with those same people and their kids. So I grew up with those optometrist children. So it was fun. It was actually great. And it continued after my father wanted me to be an optometrist, kept pushing, and I loved technology and kind of went that direction. And somehow he managed to get me back into eye care anyways, because here I am. So he still succeeded. My main focus has been in technology and building. About 20 years ago, I started building optometry solutions for practices. So things like website solutions and chat solutions and email services, as well as some e-commerce solutions for eye care for years, developing shopping carts that we would then embed in doctors' websites to allow them to give access to their patients to be able to buy lenses online directly through the practice, kind of to compete with the other online retailers that were out there. You know, the struggle that we started to notice quite a few years ago now was that the online retailers had this ability to market at massive levels that individual optometrists just didn't have the resources to do. You know, they didn't have marketing teams in their practice that could do that. There financially, it just didn't make economical sense to market at that level, you know, for the number of potential online contact lens sales that they could have. So we started to notice that they just were struggling. And one of the things that was happening is a lot of the online retailers were turning it into a very commoditized market, which as a result started to make patients not value optometrists and what it is they do, and that it's not all just about seeing across the street, that there's actually a eye health component to that exam and that people just were missing. So that's how Sightbox evolved, which is the business that we have been building for the past few years. And what we do is we've created a new kind of experience around eye care that brings a few multiple components all together. So if you think about the vision plan world, where people are paying a monthly fee to then have an annual eye exam, that's great, except there's no product involved in there. There's no follow through. Nobody's reinforcing the fact that you're going to an eye exam and that you're following through with the direction of the eye doctor after the fact. And then you have the online retailers that I mentioned that are selling a product, but they don't have the ability for people to pay over time for those things. And they can be expensive to buy an annual supply of lenses all up front. A lot of people just can't handle that. And then you have the eye doctor, who is the third piece of this that is obviously is the center of all of it, because without them, you don't know what you need anyways. And so they need to be part of that decision process. So what we did is we said, all right, let's find a way to take all three of those, the good parts of all three of those businesses, and let's meld them into one service that appeals to the, you know, upcoming generation of people that are really interested in the set it and forget it type of lifestyle choices. And that's what we do. So just to give you a brief overview of how it works, when people sign up with Sitebox, the first thing that we do is, and it's a 12-month commitment, by the way, so people sign up for a year. And the first thing we do is ask them, do you have a preferred eye doctor? They say yes or no. If they do, that's great. We'll contact that office and help get things started. If they don't, then we will find them an eye doctor near where they live or work. And about 90% of the people that sign up for Sitebox, that's the situation they're in. They don't have a relationship with a doctor yet, and so they rely on us to help them find a practice where they can go get an eye exam. And we base that on distance. So we look at their address and all the doctors near where they live or work. We ask them for their availability, you know, and they'll tell us, I'm available Wednesdays from 3 to 5 and Fridays all afternoon and then Saturdays. We say, okay, great. And then we start looking for doctors and contacting them, trying to find an exam time that fits that person's schedule. Once we find a match, we confirm the appointment, get it scheduled, make sure everybody agrees and understands that it's been confirmed. And then the day of the exam, we contact the practice to provide them with full payment for that eye exam. And this exam includes both the contact lens eye exam and the fitting. So the entire service is paid for up front, the day of the exam, and we provide that payment before the patient even arrives. Now, typically the offices obviously don't charge until the exam is over, but we give them that info up front. Once the patient is done with their exam, we then follow up to say, okay, what happened? Are you in trial lenses? Did you get a prescription? Did something else occur that made it so that you aren't allowed to wear or aren't a good candidate for contacts? And then we help kind of facilitate the next step, whatever that might be. And then once we have that prescription, if they're in trial lenses, we'll help them get to the finish line by reminding them that they need to contact the office to, you know, provide feedback on the lenses. Do they feel good? You know, are they working well for them? Can they see all of that, the basic stuff? And then once we have that prescription, we'll ship out their first box of lenses. And then we continue to ship lenses based on the modality of lens that's prescribed throughout the rest of the year. And then 60 days before the year is over, we'll reach out to that patient and say, hey, you're prescription's about to expire. We'd like to get you in for a new appointment. Would you like to go back to the same doctor? And if yes, what's your availability? We'll go ahead and get that set up. And then we continue the process.
One of the most common questions that will come up whenever I hear people talking about Sitebox is, yes, we know it's owned by Johnson & Johnson Vision now, but you guys don't just do Johnson & Johnson Vision contact lenses. What companies are you working with on providing contact lenses?
That's correct. And it's a really, really good point because it is at the heart of what we do is maintaining a brand agnostic approach to what we're doing. We're not trying to interfere with the doctor's practice. Our goal is to provide a concierge service to the patient to make sure that not only that they're doing everything they need to do, but also helping to educate them throughout that process. Both for their benefit and for the practice's benefit. Yes, at the end of that doctor exam, whatever the doctor prescribes, we're going to fulfill. So we leave that all up to the doctor. So just because Johnson & Johnson owns us, that doesn't sway us in any direction. We work with all the manufacturers. And we actually don't promote any Johnson & Johnson product through our service at this point.
It's great that you guys are working with several companies, but also having, you know, being a team member with Johnson & Johnson Vision, how have you been able to utilize some of their resources to grow your business?
Yeah, so the value of being with J&J is their in-depth understanding of the industry, and that has been fantastic. They're able to give us insights into consumer habits, into how to work with the practices, how to leverage resources that they have access to, and obviously to help fund the growth and creation of what we're trying to build. But they do a very, very good job of not interfering in how we're doing it and also making sure that they're not influencing us in any direction as far as what the outcome is of any member that joins our service.
So Sitebox has been around for a couple of years now. And obviously, like you were talking about, you've been working on building in this platform within eye care for decades, acquired by Johnson & Johnson Vision back in 2017. But at this point, you guys definitely have some numbers that you probably collected. So I'd love to hear from you. I mean, how many eye exams has Sightbox generated so far?
So one of the things that we try not to get too focused on is getting into the details of numbers. People have different perceptions of what is a successful number. And so we prefer to focus on the effect that we're having on the industry as a whole. So we've sent members to thousands of optometry practices all over the country, and these are new patients. And I think that's really important to point out is a lot of times people perceive a service like us as interfering with their practice. And I think what's important to understand is those patients that are already coming to a practice, that already have a relationship, that are buying annual supplies of lenses, they're not signing up with Sightbox. The people that are signing up with us are people that don't know where to go. They don't understand the process. It seems confusing. They're frustrated with healthcare in general and all the unknowns around how much things cost. Is there going to be a surprise bill? And all of those factors that we eliminate by being very transparent about how we do what we do and how much it's going to cost. And then we're bringing those brand new patients into the seats of those optometry practices and then making sure that they return every year, which is obviously a key part of that.
This is great. I mean, when you're doing something like this, not only are, you know, you're stimulating the practice bottom line, but, you know, you're bringing people in and they're now seeing that, hey, they may need a pair of glasses as well, in addition to the contact lenses. I mean, are you seeing any results from that or getting any positive feedback for the patients that are actually utilizing your service? And what are you hearing from the doctors in regards to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point that you're hitting on, because if you do the math on how this works, that is a huge benefit to the practice, because at our base service, which is $39 a month, when a member signs up, they've only paid $39 at that point in time. So when they walk in the door, we then pay for that exam. They still have money in their pocket because that $39 they initially paid covered their eye exam and their first box of contacts. And then we deal with getting those payments throughout the rest of the year. So when they walk into that practice, many of them have additional money to spend now to supplement that exam with some glasses, which most people like to buy at the same time. So absolutely.
I think this is what doctors are asking themselves about participating in this plan. I know at our office, we have seen a few Sightbox patients. And just practicality speaking, if we know, I'm just going to throw out a number that's like pretty national average. Each patient needs to generate $300 per exam. Daryl's patient's probably $100 more than that. But okay, let's say about $300. So if you know you're getting reimbursed your usual and customary fee for an exam and a contact lens evaluation, that probably doesn't get to that $300 number. You know what I mean? So how are they going to turn that Sightbox patient into a $300 exam encounter and make it worth seeing them in that patient slot? And the key is that they purchase something while they're there, or at least become a loyal patient that's coming back for medical care follow-ups and things like that. So I think, you know, knowing that that's information that you guys are trying to track and will be able to generate, as far as, yes, these patients do come to you for their medical office visits. They come to you when they have a red eye. They come to you when they need to buy glasses. That can incentivize the relationship further.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think it's also important to remember that exam fee that you typically will either have to, you know, many times collect over time by, you know, if they come in with a vision plan, it can take, you know, as you guys know, 60 to 90 days to collect that money from the vision plan. Whereas, and not only that, the vision plan is paying you a portion of what you'd like to be collecting. Whereas for our service, we pay the cash pay rate that you would charge someone walking in off the street, and we pay it in the moment, all of it. And so I think that's of value for offices to understand, especially those that think, you know, they have a perception that we might be stealing their contact lens revenue, which in fact is not what we're doing. It may seem that way, but what we're really doing is we're stealing online revenue from, or contact lens revenue from, online retailers. Because most of our members are that member that would walk in, get a box of lenses, and then take that prescription and go somewhere else to buy the rest of their lenses for the year.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the perks of going with Sightbox. I mean, what happens if someone loses or rips or tears a contact lens? What if there's a need for a change in the prescription throughout the year? I mean, what are you guys doing to help make those things work out for the patient?
We manage all of that. So sometimes some patients will reach back out to the doctor. Sometimes they'll reach out to us. with some asking for some guidance on how to deal with that. And we will facilitate whatever needs to happen there, whether it's pushing them back into the office for a new exam, or if we need to replace a torn lens, we will handle that for them. So that doesn't cause extra work for the practice.
You know, we mentioned earlier that one of the great things about being within a Johnson & Johnson Vision organization is the resources that they've had on data collection. And I'd like to talk about a survey recently published, 1,000 U.S. adult contact lens wearers. And I would say many of us in eye care would find these results surprising. About 81% of respondents say they will likely have an eye exam in the next 12 months. But of that 81%, which to me, I was like, that's pretty good. Of that 81%, only half of those say they are very likely to do so. And millennials are the least likely to report that they will get an eye exam. So you can see these attitudes where the majority of people say, like, yeah, I know I should get an eye exam every year. But they're a bit wishy-washy. They're not strongly saying that they would like to get an eye exam every year. It's like they're starting to consider their options. What are your takeaways from these results?
Yeah. So a lot of this comes down to education. And that's a big thing that we focus on. And I talk to my sister a lot about this, about how optometry, how it's evolved into forcing doctors sometimes to move really quickly through exams. And a lot of that has to do with vision plans, cutting fees, and making it, difficult to justify overhead and things like that. And so they're hustling through exams, trying to pump as many through a day as they can. And, you know, that ends up hurting everybody because the patient doesn't understand what just happened because it went too fast. And so what we're trying to do is provide some more education about what's going on in that exam. People don't understand that, you know, there's, as you guys know, over 250 different diseases that can be detected through the eye. And those are the kinds of data points that whenever I say those to people, they're shocked. We've actually put up a website that might be of interest to some of the doctors listening. It's at doctor.sightbox.com. And it's a resources page. And there's two ways that we use this data. One, we create a blog that's always being updated with new content and new information for the public. And then we also provide unbranded resources that the doctors can download and then use at their discretion to provide throughout their office, through online, you know, Facebook posts or just emailing and newsletters that they can also use to help educate their patients about, you know, what they should be understanding and why they need to value that eye exam, and that just skipping it every year is not a good idea. And, you know, here are the reasons why.
Daryl, one thing that immediately comes to mind is, I mean, Sightbox is the only online contact lens vendor that actively says you need a doctor's eye exam every year. And we've talked to a bunch of different online contact lens disruptors over the last couple of years, and nobody puts themselves out there to say that except for Sightbox.
And Jen, you know, the other cool thing is they're actually scheduling the appointments for the patients. I mean, that's just mind-blowing to me. I mean, the customer service level is, you know, exceptional. I mean, you're not seeing anyone else doing that at all in the industry. So, I mean, kudos to you guys, Travis, over at Sightbox for doing that. I mean, I feel like having that family history of optometrists, you know, your dad, I think you said your sister. I mean, that definitely had an impact in regards to how you looked at how you were going to structure this company, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, thank you. And yes, we think this is the right model. There's a lot of different ways that businesses are trying to leverage subscription models, you know, which is the category we tend to fall into, even though we're more than just that. And it is definitely, I want to make sure that Thanksgiving is pleasant. So I'm cute making the doctors the center of this and making sure that they're kept at that position in this process is really important.
One of the other things and from this survey that I thought was so fascinating, I think we all are not so shocked that patients overwear their contact lenses. But so the CERT 1000 U.S. adult contact lens wearers again. And for patients who self-report that they wear their contact lenses longer than advised, 40% said that if they got a fresh contact lens every month, it would motivate them to change their habit. 40% said that if they knew what the dangers were, they would potentially change their habits. And 24% of them said that if their doctor explained to them how long their contact lenses should be worn, they'd be more likely to change them on time. So that those last 2 points especially, like if they knew what the dangers were, if their doctor had educated them about the proper wearing time, both of those people are saying we're doing a bad job at explaining their contact lenses, which kind of goes back to your point where I think we are rushing the contact lens part of the examination. How is Sightbox going about trying to change those issues with contact lens overwear?
Well, number one, our members are getting a new box of lenses on a regular basis, which helps remind them that they need to be changing them. Plus, a big part of those numbers that you were just reading is a convenience factor. It's not so much that they're doing it on purpose, it's that they forget. And suddenly they're out of lenses and then they procrastinate. And there's all kinds of reasons why that happens. And we eliminate a ton of those by making sure that a new fresh box of lenses is sitting on their bathroom counter in that moment.
So what are you guys seeing more of in regards to what you're processing with contact lens modalities? Are you seeing more dailies, bi-weekly options, or monthly modalities?
Right now for us, our numbers skew a little towards the 2 week and monthly more than the industry. And that's really a factor of just cost. Our subscription model for the daily lenses is $89 a month, you know, which is expensive. And over time, you know, we'll continue to evolve how we model all of this. But we are seeing more and more people move into the dailies because the doctors are suggesting it to them. And then they reach back out to us after they've signed up and said, hey, my doctor's suggesting that I switch to the daily lenses. I need to switch my plan. And, you know, of course, we accommodate that. So again, just like everything else we do, that is up to the doctors and their discretion. That is not for us to be deciding for our members. We're simply providing them with the service that they're asking us to provide.
This is great information. One thing I know with your competitors out there, and I guess they're not truly your competitors because they're not doing what you're doing, but other disruptors in the industry, they have their own personal brands that they're pushing. Will Sightbox ever get into the realm of having their own brand out there that they're going to sell to individuals or put into doctors' offices?
Never. What? I can't think of a bigger nightmare. I have no desire in doing that, and I don't think anyone on this team does. We are a concierge service. We have no desire in beginning to manufacture product. There's plenty of great lenses out there. We don't need to be making more.
If anyone's interested in learning more, what's a great way for them to get in touch with you or Sightbox in general?
So if you go to dr.sightbox.com, there's a button at the bottom of the page to get in touch with our doctor relations section, and you can reach out to us there and we can answer any questions. And we'd also recommend that you reach out and make sure that we have you in our list. We think we have most all doctors in our system, but if you want to make sure and verify that we have you in our database, definitely reach out so we can make sure that you're in there and that all your information is correct. Well, thank you guys very much for letting us talk about all this. We're really excited about the progress we're making and the shift in the industry. And you know, the world is changing, consumer demands are changing, and we just want to make sure, you know, our goal is to make sure that this is happening in a responsible way. You know, whereas some of the other services out there are trying to commoditize the business, and we don't think that should happen. And so we're trying to make sure it happens the right way.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.